Hey. You startled me. Nah, it's all right. I was just kind of in my own head for a moment. You want to join me for some stargazing? Oh, cheers. I'm sorry I've crashed your boy's retreat. I just needed to get away from the city for a while. I didn't realize my brother was bringing you out to the cottage, too. I know there's enough room for all of us, but I still feel a little bad interfering with your male bonding. Sort of feels like old times, though, doesn't it? You and him getting into mischief, and me just hanging out in the background, trying to pretend I'm not interested in what you're up to. Did he pass out already? Oh, Jesus. What a lightweight he's become. There's something wrong when I can drink him under the table. It's getting a bit chilly out here, isn't it? No, I'm okay for now. I actually really enjoy a cool breeze. I know, I'm weird. But a cold wind is sort of, I don't know, it's exciting to me. The way your skin sort of prickles and becomes alert, like when someone gently brushes up against you. You know what I mean? Like this. When someone comes so close that they disturb the hair on your arm or on your leg without actually touching your skin. And suddenly your whole body sort of tenses up with the anticipation of what's next. See, it's nice, isn't it? Sorry, is that too intimate? My judgment of what's appropriate might be ever so slightly impaired at the moment. Oh, don't you start. You've drunk just as much as I have tonight. Okay, well, while my inhibitions are slightly down, I guess I can admit that I'm sort of glad that you boys are here too. Probably best I'm not left alone with my own thoughts right now. I'm sure my brother mentioned my breakup. Yeah. I won't get into everything, don't worry. But it's been a pretty shit month for me. Sorting out everything, getting him physically moved out of our place was hard enough, but it's been getting him moved out of my head that's been the hard part. You understand. You've been through a long-term relationship breakup, right? You have to learn to stop all those impulses to reach out to the person. Not just in the desperate moments, but in the little ones, too. When you are walking down the street and you just see something that reminds you of them. Not to mention getting over the constant desire for human contact. You just get so used to being touched that when you're not being touched, it sort of fucks with your mind and... Oh my god, did you really just pull the yawn and arm around the shoulder bit? I mean, I'm not going to fight it, but you are absolutely ridiculous. Oh, I see. You were worried I was getting too cold, so it's actually a kindness, is it? Mm-hmm. Whatever you say. Actually, it is a bit chillier than I thought it was. Could you pull me closer to you? I shouldn't have done that. My head's just sort of spinning at the moment. No, I'm not that drunk. Spinning in a this is kind of a surreal situation way. Why is it surreal? Oh God, don't make me say it out loud. You know that I was hopelessly in love with you when I was younger. I mean, utterly infatuated. If I could have had a poster of you on my wall, I probably would have. You were as good as a rock star to me. I know I was too young for you back then, but... well... I'm not exactly 14 anymore, am I? I used to think about you when I touched myself at night. Is that too much to admit? I used to imagine it was your hand between my legs, your fingers probing into me. It was so real sometimes that I could almost feel your lips on my neck. We can't do this out here. Because if my brother wakes up and sees us, he will probably murder us both in cold blood. Come on, let's go to my room. Shh. You have to be quiet, alright? No more mischief. Rusted hinges. Did he wake up? Can you see? No. Okay. Go on. Oh God, I can't tell you how much I need this right now. Can you feel me shaking? I'm absolutely aching for you. You're gonna take care of me, aren't you? I mean, if after all this you don't even make me come, it's going to absolutely crush my girlhood dreams. You're gonna make me come, aren't you? Your cock against my leg. You're so hard already. You like my hand moving over your jeans, tracing its outline and squeezing ever so slightly. I want you so badly. Can I touch you? My hand fairly fits around it. I can feel you pulsing and throbbing. You want me as much as I want you, don't you? Oh God, I want you inside me. Do you want to be inside me? I need you inside me. Sit on the edge of the bed. There. I'm gonna strip for you, okay? Okay. They are bigger than they were when I was 14. They're very soft. Do you like to feel them? Oh, your hands are so warm. How is that possible? I just came in from the cold. Oh, no, I like my nipples being played with. Oh, that's good. Oh, it's not too much. It just surprised me. Put them in your mouth. Oh, sucks slowly. Yes. The other one, do the other one. Oh. Oh, it's good. It's still so. I'm looking naked for you. I can feel it on the inside of my legs. You want to feel it? There. Slide your hand there. So it's just on the outside for now. It's just like it was when I was a girl. Making my fantasies come true, you know that. Oh, God. You can put your finger in if you want. It's so good. Slowly. How to enjoy you. Oh, God. Give me another one, I can take it. It's good, it's good. Oh, it's so good. Oh, God. Use your thumb. Yes. Stop. You're gonna make me come. I know that's the point, that I don't want to come yet. I want to come with you inside me. I mean, let me take off your shirt. I want to feel my body pressed against yours. I'm gonna lay down with you. Oh God, your cock against my leg is driving me insane. I warn you. Get on top of me, please. Oh, God, I can feel you. Just pressed up against me. Oh. Come inside me, come on. Oh, come on, don't tease me, please. Oh God, you feel so good. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, God. Get a calm my legs around you. I'll pull you in deeper. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. I've tried to be quiet. Oh God, I'm lightheaded. You stay here with me tonight. Teenage fantasy by letting me fall asleep in your arms.